This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Username 666. Written by Anonymous. Username 666, also known as SM666, on Nico Nico Doga, is a video pasta by Nana825763. It shows what happens when one searches for the username 666 on YouTube and then refreshes the page a few times. This pasta has actually created a few rumors, one of which is that the original 666 account contained a virus that changed all text into sixes. Due to the popularity of the video, Nana825763 created a sequel called Another YouTube. There is a similar video to username 666 called None, all lowercase, whose non-colored footage appears the video, the corrupted account near the end. There is an exploitable clone of Nana825763's username 666. It's a clone. It works, but sometimes contains creepy viruses. If you're willing to take the risk of letting it into your system, that's fine. But it messes up computers, so just be careful. Sometimes, it even affects other pages, too. Story. YouTube is a remembered piece of history. Back then in 2006, not much was known, and all that you could see in the community were just people uploading cat videos. But one particular user caused enough controversy to be called. The channel had posted a ton of gore porn and blood fetish that the user was recently removed from playing with the TOS, but it can still be accessed. One day, a person on YouTube had posted their experience with the channel from a defunct blogging website. I worked for YouTube during 2006. I was a busy worker, and I recently upload videos here. What I didn't know that some of the YouTube moderators suspended a YouTube account. I told them what it was, but they wouldn't want me to. I was wondering why I wasn't allowed to go on that page, rather than what it was. But just then, one of the moderators handed me a piece of paper with the writing on it. It was a link. He pleaded me not to ask us about the secret username ever again. The link was a YouTube user link. It said, www.youtube.com/666. I went home after work and typed it in on my computer. I found out that the account was suspended, so it's no worry. But when I refreshed the pages several times, some things changed. All of the video tags turned into the letters X666, and every single text on the screen said 666. I thought someone was hacking my computer, but I denied it, and then refreshed it. Just then a channel popped up. It was 666's channel. I looked at some of the videos. Most of them were crazy. One video contained four babies twisting their heads. Another video showed swirled graphics. I decided to get off the video and went to another one. but a blank pop-up was shown. I clicked the blank button, and it took me to another video by 666. The video was shown a woman drowning in a pool of blood, and disgusting things happening. I thought this was terrible, so I decided to pause the video. It didn't let me, because it wasn't responding. I decided then to close the Internet Explorer, but it wouldn't budge. I also tried to go to another video too, but it didn't work either. I thought there was no way out, until I thought, the shutdown button, of course. I decided to shut down my computer so that the virus wouldn't get through my computer again, but the button wouldn't work. Shutdown buttons respond all the time. I knew that I was hacked. All hope was lost. I couldn't get out of the Explorer, and the video kept going on, and there was nothing to stop me. The girl in the video kept staring at me, looking at me with random sounds and beatings playing. Just then, the woman from the video's hands popped out of the video and crashed my Internet Explorer. After a few days, I was recently fired after going through the horrid experience with 666's channel. That's when I thought of this. Could this actually been made by the devil? Was it a joke to scare YouTubers? Either way, this myth was very mysterious. I haven't gone through sleep after watching those videos. I wonder who made them. This blog post was then defunct after 2 days when the blog was done. When anyone enters the blog, a message would pop up saying, "Remove by admin, error code 666. The blogger had sent me his experience by email, asking me to post this on this website. He also left a note. "Never go nor refresh username 666. Once you have finished, it will never stop. It won't come out. I really hope no one has ever tried this. It returns." So you think you've seen the last of 666, right? Wrong. It seems that 2010 through 2012, username 666 has been found, and so far it does not sound fake, nor is it made by Nana. Quotations. "Not much information is known, therefore we will share what we have seen on this recent discovery in a list format for temporary layout. Username: suspended 666 account, created by unknown." Quotations. "No chance it would be Nana again. Fake? Question mark. So far, no, not any chance. Date created: October 2nd, 2010. The pattern was formed but decoded to show that each year that passes, the creation date changes, and when October 2nd hits, it says created in 2011, and then now says created 2012. Recent incidents: none to share."
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.